The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is Dr. Maria Mayer. She is an anthropologist, primatologist, and wildlife correspondent for National Geographic with a PhD in anthropology, specialization in primates. That's a good person to talk to about a behavior of a gorilla, most specifically Harambe, the most famous gorilla in the world right now, after his tragic death there in the Cincinnati Zoo. Am I pronouncing your name right, Doctor? Is it Maria Mayer?
It is. Good morning.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. So here's the deal. We've got the Cincinnati Zoo saying we had to shoot Harambe because we were seeing some aggressive behavior and we feared for this child's life, and that's understandable. But we're also seeing other experts saying, no, he was just protecting this child. He never pounded his chest, which is a normal behavior of an aggressive gorilla. So you tell me, you've seen the video. What would you have done in this case?
I have. I've actually watched the video repeatedly trying to make sense of this tragedy. And I have to admit that initially I did think that the silverback was just protecting the child. I mean, the way that he stood over him, the way that he gently grabbed his hand. And I think that it's very likely that he did start out protecting this child, as has happened in the past when a child has also gotten into a different enclosure, I think twice before. However, when the crowd becomes agitated and they start screaming, you see a change in the gorilla's posture. You see him pursing his lips. And then what he does next is what silverbacks do in the wild when they feel threatened, which is this display behavior of grabbing a nearby object. Usually it's a big log. Sometimes it's group members. In this case, it was that child, and dragged him through the water. Mm. I don't think at any point this gorilla became aggressive with that child. I think the biggest fear here was that in the gorilla, acting like a gorilla, he could accidentally hurt the child, because if you could imagine the force which he pulled him through that water, through those rocks, yeah. The little boy could have hit his head on the wall. I think the likelihood of injury, and one that could be fatal given the sheer strength of that gorilla, was the threat at that moment.
Well, so you're saying it was a reaction to the crowd, that the crowd became agitated. They were yelling, trying to calm the child, but the gorilla probably interpreted that as, why are all these people yelling at me, right?
It seemed to me from that video that the screaming from the visitors, who of course were panicked, really did agitate and stress out the gorilla, not surprisingly. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with gorillas in the wild, and there are times that I've been charged because a female has gotten spooked that I've gotten too close, or a silverback, it says back off, and they've done these sorts of display behaviors. So in that case, I think that all of that commotion, all of that screaming all of a sudden, there's a strange little creature in his enclosure. I think that all made for a very stressed out, confused, and agitated gorilla.
Can you tell me, give me some sense of exactly how powerful these animals are? Because we've heard it been said that the gorilla was so powerful that he once crushed a green coconut with his bare hand.
I've heard the same. I mean, gorillas in general are incredibly powerful. This gorilla weighed more than 420 pounds, and they can pretty much bench press 10 times the amount of the average human. I mean, their force is more than 6 times the average man. So, yes, I've heard that example repeatedly about him being able to crush a coconut with his bare hands. And I think that's the point. If he had wanted to hurt this child, he had a long time to do so. He would have done so instantly. I think it was just very unfortunate that the silverback, you know, became incredibly agitated and, well, started acting like a silverback, which is what mm-hmm. put that little boy in danger.
So in general, when we humans observe a gorilla or any primate who obviously are pretty close relations to us genetically and behaviorally, when we see a gorilla like this, quote-unquote, holding hands with a littered child, are we correct in implying onto that act a similar kind of behavior that a human would exhibit?
That's an excellent question, and I always try not to anthropomorphize, you know, and put the human views on it. But when you're watching gorillas specifically, who are so closely related to us, when you're watching them with their own offspring, it's very difficult not to make that interpretation because they do treat their offspring with a certain gentleness, the way they pick them up. You know, they're very tender with them. And I saw that with that little boy. I mean, I think gorillas are incredibly intelligent, curious, social beings. And I think at that point, he was almost seeing that little boy as one of his own.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that really is fascinating. So, to sum it up here, you don't fault the zoo in this. It obviously is a tragic situation all around, but if you were there and you had to make the call based on what you saw, you probably would have made the same call.
It's probably the hardest decision that I would probably ever have to make and that the zoo has ever had to make. But
yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, I don't see another way out. They did try to close down the attraction and were able to lure successfully the females out. They apparently also tried to lure him out, and that failed because he was already too agitated at
yeah.
that point.
Yeah.
One of the things that has bothered me is everyone has been trying to cast blame, whether it's casting blame on the zoo or, you know, casting blame on the parents. And as I'm the mother of 6 children, most of them very little, and I would be lying if I didn't say that one of my kids hasn't gotten away from me for more than a second. And that's
yeah.
basically what it takes is, you know, a few seconds for a child to run off. And unfortunately, he found a way in. From reports that I've read, he crawled incredibly quickly before anyone could stop him once they had seen him go through. And it's just an incredibly tragic situation for everybody. I think that, you know, I think it's worth taking this opportunity where there is so much talk about gorillas and so much awareness being raised about their endangered status.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take these powerful emotions, take the anger, stop blaming, and do something. You know, donate to an organization that's doing something to protect his counterpart in the wild.
Right. Well, and one other question about the way the zoo responded here. I mean, they chose to take out the gorilla with lethal force, but some people have said, well, why didn't they use, you know, like a dart gun or something like that? Were there other options beside the one that they ultimately turned to?
The sad part is that the tranquilizer option would not have worked in this case because the tranquilizer dart would have caused him pain when he first got shot, and the tranquilizer does not take effect immediately, which means that now you would have a gorilla even more agitated,
angry,
fully
yeah.
functional, capable, and that little boy in there with him. And so it would have just further agitated him, and in my opinion, put the little boy in much more danger.
All right. Dr. Maria Mayer, thank you so much for joining us to clear this up. But by the way, I'm reading in your bio, you're a former Miami Dolphins cheerleader. You're a mother of 6, and now you're a doctor, PhD in anthropology. When are they making the movie out of your life?
Yeah, yeah, you've got a great, compelling life story.
This is amazing.
Funny you should say that. I wrote a book called Pink Boots and a Machete, and I'm still waiting for someone to option it.
Yeah, send it my way. I know people.
Right. He does, actually.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate it.
Thanks
a lot. Awesome. 750.
Have a great day.
You got
Bye.
It. You too.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy effect with Synergy Home Care.